Holy Ghost helping us this morning. I appreciate the tender hearts of the people. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 4. Nobody's never loved me like Jesus. Nobody's never affected me like Jesus. Nobody's never cared for me like Jesus. The disciples now in Mark 4 and verse 35, and the same day. It's a lot of things can go on in a day. When the evening was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. My, my, what a statement. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. There arose a great storm, and it was of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awake Him and say to Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish or that we die? And He arose, and He rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, My, my. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Thank you for standing this morning. I'd like to preach on this topic today on weathering a storm. On weathering a storm. Now, you'll notice, first of all, there was an appointed crossing. The Bible said the same day when evening was come, He said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. My goodness, there is an appointed crossing. And within that, I want to say there are some encounters of crossing. Boy, aren't you glad that God can take you over some things to the other side? Aren't you glad that when pains have come, that God has been able to get in your boat with you and take you across to get you over to the other side? Pains are unbelievable. Friend, pain comes to everybody. The Bible says a man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Young people, don't be looking for trouble. Because trouble's going to come to where you live. And my goodness, isn't it amazing that Jesus has a ship that can get you to the other side? Thank God for fellowship this morning. Oh, I'm glad that I'm in the ship with the Lord Jesus in fellowship. There's nothing like being in fellowship with the Lord. And there's nothing as bad as not being in fellowship with the Lord. I would say that they're the most two terrible things that I've ever experienced in my life. Number one is to be lost and undone without Christ. Get under conviction, Brother Gerald, and know that I was dying and going to hell and scared that the rapture was coming and my wife and children would be taken out of the way and I'd be left behind. That's a miserable situation to be lost. But it's also a miserable situation to be saved and not in fellowship with Jesus. Sin comes in our life. The world comes in our life. And if we're not careful, there's a barrier there. And we don't have that communion and that fellowship with Jesus. I'm so glad He can take us over from some pains. I'm glad He can take us over from some of our problems. Oh, don't let anybody tell you if you serve God, you're not going to have problems. But it's something about once you get born again by the grace of God, you got somebody to get in your problem with you.
I'm glad there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I'm glad there's no night too dark and no valley too deep. Oh, I thank the Lord that He can take us to the other side of our problem. Miss Julie was saying, and where does this valley take us? Honey, I can tell you where your valley will take you every time. Where it took them. Master, carest thou not that we perish? Your valley is going to take you to the Master. And honey, there's nobody like the Master being in your valley. I'm glad He can take us to the other side of our problem. And then He can take us to the other side of our predicament. You know, life a lot of times will come along and my goodness, it'll just take you and seems like it'll just suck you right into the middle of what's going on. Predicaments come, but aren't you glad you've got a God this morning that can put you in a ship and take you to the other side of your predicament? There's nobody like the Lord, and I bless His name. I'm glad I'm in the boat with Christ. You'll see here that they had to learn to weather some storms. Young Christians, I want to tell you, don't let the devil blow you out of this thing. Oh my goodness, storms are going to come. The wind's going to blow. But just stay close to Jesus. Stay close to Jesus. Honey, let me tell you, our country, no doubt, is in leadership trouble. But don't count Jesus out yet. Oh, He's seeing about His children, and I know the waves are rough and the nights are dark, but it's nobody like Jesus if you've got Him in your ship with you. And I bless His good name that we can weather the storm. There are appointed crossings. I'm glad Jesus said, hey, y'all know what? Let us pass over to the other side. I'm glad that we see some encounters of crossing. But then there is an enlightenment of crossing. There were others in the boat with them. He said, let us pass. Aren't you glad that everybody, when a little storm comes up, they don't throw the towel in and quit? Amen. Aren't you glad you can look around at these saints of God and say, you know, when your children went to acting crazy, what'd you do? Well, we just trusted the Lord and kept on serving Him. Ain't you glad you got some people in front of you that when they lost their job, God just got to paying their bills and they stayed in with the Lord and they didn't get kicked out of the race. And now you can look at them and it's an enlightening thing going on in your life and heart and saying, you know what? They got through it. I can get through it. I'm so glad. Hey, honey, there ain't nothing new under the sun according to this Bible. You're not the only one have had heartaches. You're not the only one's got a child went wayward. You're not the only one's ever been lost. You're not the only one seems like that your month has run out of money. You're not the only one that's had to cross in a storm. Thank God for some people in my life that's lived in front of me. Thank you, Brother Donald, that you've kept serving the Lord these years. I'm glad you can still stand up and say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, some of you visitors, you may not appreciate that. But I thank God that we've got saints of God that's held on in the ships these years and said it's nobody like our captain. Oh, my goodness. We live in a century and we live in a society that everybody is quitting. We need to get some glue in our breeches and some guts in our crawl and say, honey, come one, come all, but we're staying with the captain. He's done told me we're going to the other side and I can hardly wait on what's on the other side. Can I tell you there is another side? Thank God it ain't all about this morning. There's something yonder across the shore, honey. Oh, be sure. Jesus will take you to the other side. I'm glad He ain't left me stuck here. I'm glad I'm headed to the city where the builder and maker's God. And I'm glad I'm going to make it over what's going on in this world this morning. He said, hey boys, get in. I'm going to take you to the other side. Now listen, I can't take you to the other side. I may get tired of rowing. And a lot of disciples did. Matter of fact, I'm a little tired this morning in body, but my spirit's ready to preach. Somebody say amen right there. Hey, some of your mama and daddies, they may not be able to get you the other side of it, but there is a Jesus. Honey, step right in the middle of your situation and get you across of what you stuck in this morning. There's nobody like the Lord. Oh my goodness, the encounters of the trip, but the enlightenment of the trip. Aren't you glad you look around and say, you know what, they did make it. You know, Brother Chad, them policemen, son, that you work with in the Carrollton City, they're looking at you, and when storms come, son, you can be a light to them and say, you know what? He made it. I can get through it. Brother Tim, they come in the post office, and they look at your storms. They say, well, you know what? That boy made it. I can make it. Brother Lee in the grocery store, they coming in and saying, you know what? Old Lee's made it. I can make it. And boy, ain't it a blessing when you see, Brother Wayne, somebody serving God and trouble still come to their house. That lets me know that, honey, let me tell you, all the ways it's not coming for correction. It's just coming by trials. Because you'll see in the Bible the wind arose. Sound like to me it got up from somewhere. And every storm that comes, even though God allows it, a lot of times it comes from down there. It arose. Boy, a lot of times the devil has seen you some things try to mess up your boat. Boy, ain't you glad? Honey, let me tell you, I'm more determined. I don't care, honey, if the boards come undone and the mast gets ripped down. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. On the side of this ship, it don't say good lollipop ship. It don't say smooth sailing. It just says my young'un's on board. I'm glad I'm on board this morning. Thank God I'm on board with Jesus. Thank God He's on board with me. Thank God you on board. Thank God we in this thing together. But honey, we ain't by ourselves. I'm glad we got a Jesus that's on board things this morning. Oh, our encounters and our enlightenments. Ain't it good to look around? Now let's just be honest. Sometimes we like to see people going through what we're going through. I would hate to be I was the only one out of some 300 people. There was only one ever went through a storm. I'd get to thinking I wasn't doing something right. But ain't it good sometimes? Now you hate to see things happen, but ain't you glad that you realize there's some people in it with you? And boy, ain't it a blessing to have them people that are sticking there with you in it. Amen. If the devil can holler boo and make you run, honey, you might as well go on and raise up the towel of surrender. I mean, if he'll just holler boo and get you running, what you gonna do when it really gets stormy? And so thank God there is encounters and there's enlightenments. We can look around, other people are with us. But there is encouragements. Because this is what Jesus said. Let us pass over unto the other side. He's got something else in mind at the other side. What was on the other side? You know, when they landed, by the way, I don't want to get ahead of the sermon, but I'm not going to preach long. I'm going to preach a long time tonight. Somebody say amen right there. But I want you to look in chapter 5, verse 1, and they came over unto the other side. You know what? It's just what Jesus said. They come over to the other side. You know what they found on the other side? They found a demoniac man. They found a diseased woman. And they found a dead child. Now that lets me know when he let them boys out that he had a job for them to do. Can I tell you, friend, God ain't just saved you to keep you in the boat. God ain't saved you just to get in a storm. God saved you to get the other side of your situation and do something for His honor and His glory. That lets me know that there's nobody He can't save. There's no problem too big for Him. Why, He spoke to the dead and He raised them when He hit the shore. There was a demoniac man come by and don't nobody look at him. Now, he's naked. He ain't wearing no clothes. His hair don't look real good. He ain't been bathed in a while. But, honey, Jesus turned around and done something to that old boy that religion could never do and the Baptist could never do. But Jesus done something to it. And the Bible said they found him clothed and in his right mind. Some of you crazy as a Betsy bug, all you need is Jesus. He'll make you act right. And He'll make you put your clothes on. Somebody say amen right there. And so he touched the diseased woman. She come in, had an issue of blood. She'd done spent everything she had on every doctor she could find, but the Bible said she just grew worse. Boy, ain't you glad that Jesus can do something about your growing situation? Ain't you glad He can do something about your blood situation? The Bible says you must be born again, honey. Religion ain't gonna get you to heaven. Religion will get you to hell. But the blood of Jesus can wash you clean and promise you a home in heaven this morning. Oh my goodness, we see here weathering the storm. There's an appointed crossing. Number two, there's an approved crisis. In verse number 37, there arose a great storm. Now I got ahead of myself a little bit, but I wonder where it come from. If it arose, it means it come up. You better be careful, honey. You better realize, you better get doctrinally straight this morning. There's going to be some things arise in your life. But I want to say it was an approved crisis. God allowed it. He is in the boat. And nothing takes Him by surprise, and there are no accidents in this walk of life. Oh, it is an approved crisis. You see, it was a terrible wind. It was a storm of wind. And then it was some troubled water. The waves beat into the ship. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I don't like that troubled water. And I don't like the terrible wind. Wind scares me. Wind gets on my nerve. Me and Brother Jamie, we was pulled in coming back from Louisiana Friday, and we pulled in a place to eat, and a thundercloud come up and lightning popped. Brother Jamie just come out of the restaurant, coming out there to the Suburban. Lightning popped again. I thought that child was going to pull my door handle off my truck. You say, what? He said, he jumped in. He said, preacher, I'm scared of lightning. Hey! I'm going to tell you, honey, the lightning don't bother me as much as that terrible wind and that troubled water. Oh, my goodness, they found themselves having to weather a storm. And all of a sudden, I want you to realize that Jesus allowed this terrible wind and this troubled water to come up. I want to say it is an approved crisis. And then there were some treacherous waves. The Bible said that they got in because the ship was now full. I tell you, when you'll make a change, it's when you've got a belly full. I tell you, when you're going to do something, it's when you get full. And you're not going to make a change, and you're not going to do nothing until you get full. Aren't you glad He knows how to overload your boat? Aren't you glad He knows how to fill your boat? The Bible said they were beat with the waves. So we see the appointed crossing. Number two, the approved crises. But I like this thirdly. There was an awakening call. This is what they done. The Bible said He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake Him and said to Him, now things fixing to pick up now. Master, carest thou not that we perish? You see, they doubted His goodness. They doubted His grace. And they doubted His guarantee. You see, the storm got up and they run to Jesus. That's a lot like me and you. I was reading last night. And this is what one of the old writers wrote, and he had a good story I want to share with you. The Bible said that they arose and they came to Jesus and they awakened Him. Now, there was a small steamboat. It was crossing a stormy bay. And the engine suddenly stopped and the situation was one of real peril. One elderly lady, she rushed into the captain with an anxious inquiry whether there was danger or not. Madam, was the reply, we must trust God. Oh, sir, wailed the lady, has it come to that? Can I tell you that's where we are? Oh, it seems like to trust God's the last thing that we want to do. We say, oh, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? I wonder what kind of help they'd got if they'd run to Him before. A lot of times we never run to Him before it's full. There's a young preacher I met out there this week. I talked with him this morning on the phone. And I asked him, I said, son, first and foremost, do you have an altar where you pray? You better get your day started every morning in an altar. It ain't nothing like praying. And I'm going to tell you something. It would amaze us that how we could get to the Lord first, what it would save us from. And mom and daddies, you better be putting some prayers in the bank this morning, because your young'uns is going to need them down the road, and you're going to need them down the road. And there may come such a crisis in your life that you can't even pray. So you better be putting some prayers in the bank today, because you don't know what's going to come around tomorrow. And oh my goodness, we see in this text, no doubt in my mind, there was an awakening call. Now this is what I want to share with you. I'll be done. Now the Bible said that they awakened him. He said he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. They awake him, said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Okay, the awakening call. First of all, a sleeping Christ is not a dead Christ. A sleeping Christ is not a dead Christ. Anytime you've ever been in a test, did the teacher tell you the answer out loud? No, they give you a little time to take your test. A lot of times he's silent because you're learning something when he ain't talking very much. Buddy, you let the storm come down where you live, you're going to learn something. You know, it's easy for me to tell you how to be a preacher, but you ain't going to know till you be one. It'd be easy for me to tell you how to be a police, but I've never been one. It'd be easy for me to tell you how to be a school teacher, but I've never been one. You're going to have to go and learn some things for yourself. And I'm going to tell you, a sleeping Christ don't mean he's a dead Christ. I'm glad he's on board and nothing misses him, honey. And he's very concerned about his children. Oh, the awakening call. Now, the sleeping Christ don't mean he's a dead Christ. And a silent Christ don't mean he's a distant Christ. Aren't you glad that he's right? By matter of fact, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. A lot of times you're thinking, well, Lord, where are you now? He's right where he said he would be, right with you in the storm. He's right with you in your heart. He lives in you by the person of the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, hey, matter of fact, you may leave me, but I'll never leave you. And so on this awakening call, I want to say that a sleeping Christ is not a dead Christ, and a silent Christ is not a distant Christ. And I want to say lastly, a sovereign Christ is not a defeated Christ. Honey, he can do anything that he wants to. He can do anything. The Bible says you have not because you what? Ask not. I wonder what God could be working out for you this morning and that you're going through this life without Him. I wonder how much easier it'd be if you'd just ask Him to be in it with you. It's amazing how Christ can make things easier. And a sovereign Christ don't mean He is a defeated Christ, honey. He's got everything under His feet this morning. There's nothing takes Him by surprise. And you got to pillow your head in the sovereignty of God. Listen to this verse, Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you think it's an accident that you walked in this place this morning? Do you think you just all of a sudden woke up and here you are under these 10 ceilings today? Honey, by the providence of God, He's allowed you to be in a place like this, and you ought to thank God that you can get under some Bible fundamental doctrinally preaching where the Holy Spirit's moving, those songs are sung, and the saints of God are together. You ought to thank God that you ain't having to ride through this thing by yourself. Boy, I'm going to tell you, nothing takes Him by surprise. Not only do we see on this weather and the storm, is there an appointed crossing, an approved crisis, an awakening call, but there is an apparent calm. You know what? Did you notice the Bible said it was a great storm in verse 37? So that made it in verse 39 a great calm. My goodness, there's a great storm, there's a great stillness, and there's a great Savior. You'll never know how big your Jesus is until you have a big storm. And buddy, it was a great storm, and they found him out to be a great God and come out in a great calm. Now listen to me. Watch what your Bible says here. An apparent calm. There was a word spoken. Can I tell you, he still uses his word this morning. I know it's my little pet drum. You just leave it alone. I'm going to beat it till I'm going to see Jesus. I don't see no drama team on that boat beating the drum. I don't see no girls up there dancing in front of nobody trying to perform a drama. Honey, he spoke the word. And you know something? The only thing going to help you in your storm this morning is the word. This is the spoken word. There's no more out there. Honey, all 66 books, they are inspired. They are inerrant. This is infallible. This is the truth. It can be trusted. And there's nobody like Jesus that can give you a word out of His Bible. I'm glad it is a living Bible, not the living Bible, but it is a living Bible because it lives and it talks. Don't tell me Jesus stayed in the tomb, honey. He's talking to me out of this book every day of my life. I mean, this thing's a talking book. Honey, you better be careful. You better not open this book up on your job. You better not put it on your dashboard. You better not put it in your deer stand. It'll make you jump out from up there one morning. Because it's a talking book. And boy, ain't you glad in your storm, Jesus can speak to you with what you need. Miss Cheryl, won't you come this morning? I want y'all to get me a song ready, and I want to close with this. Boy, aren't you glad that on this apparent calm there was a word spoken. Number two, it was a wind stopped. I can tell you when the wind's going to stop, when He says for it to stop. You notice what He done? He said, there rose and He rebuked the wind. He wasn't done there yet. He had to say something to the sea. Not only the word spoken and the wind stopped, but the waves subsided. Now, I've said this 100 times, so this is 101. There's a lot of men talk about the weather, but there's only one man that can talk to the weather. And that's what he said. Peace be still. Well, Benny Hinn can't do that. Ain't you glad you got a Jesus this morning? Now watch what happens. There was an apparent calm. Can't you imagine all of a sudden the storm that was going on, Jesus stood up and He rebuked the wind and the waves and it hushed. It just laid down right under Him. It got their attention. You know what they said? What manner of man's this? That even the winds and the waves obey His voice. I want to say not only an apparent calm, but this is what it said. There is an arriving crew. And they came over to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes. Can you imagine when they got out off that ship, landed over there, how happy they was? You ever been in a place you weren't sure if you could get over there or not? I mean, I'm talking about, have you ever been on an airplane some 8,000 miles away from home and all of a sudden they say, we're going to make an emergency landing? You ever been in a boat in the middle of nowhere and that thing run out of gas and you ain't seen a rooftop, you ain't seen nobody nowhere, and all you can think about is your little old bunch way down in Bowden, Georgia? Honey, I guarantee you, when you step out off of it and you get back to the other side, you sure will be thankful. Some of you out there this morning, but it ain't nobody like Jesus. You know, you've tried everything else. Some of you in your marriages, you know, you've tried counselors and you've tried turning over a new leaf and you've tried new things. Why don't you just simply go and awake Jesus? Why don't you go and see what kind of word He's got for your family this morning? Some of you going to every rag and bush and you trying to get your family fixed and while you trying to do better and you're trying to... Won't you simply just go to Jesus and call upon Him and get Him to help you in your situation? They woke Him up. And you know what? I see he said something a little bit about their faith. But you don't see he stayed asleep, do you? Any of y'all have been laying in the bed and your young'uns come got you and said, "Daddy, I hear something." Do you just lay there? No, I'm going to get up. I'm going to go see what it is. You let my son-in-law be gone and my little girl call me, answer that phone. She says, "Daddy, get over here." I ain't hunting flashlight. I ain't hunting nothing. I'm getting over there. I wonder what Jesus would do if we said, "Lord, Lord, I sure do need you to help me this morning. Lord, this thing's rough and the wind's blowing. God, the waters are high. Lord, I'm just being tossed everywhere. Lord, would you just help me and give me that I need?" Wouldn't that be a blessing this morning if he just stood up and he said, "Peace be still." This morning I was troubled. And right before I went and got my tie on, I slid down in my altar, Brother Hired. And I began to pray. And that's what I thought about when I got by my altar. Just like he said, "Peace be still." I got thinking, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, see, boy, what that praying will do. Boy, that praying will calm a storm. It did theirs. Look in your Bible. It calmed theirs down. I don't know how long it took them to get to the other side, but honey, it calmed their storm down. Thank God we're going to the other side this morning. What you need is my brother saying, "Brother, what's your number?"